31 before we're looking at redistricting at all. So it's just, it's kind of wild.
I ever since coming back from my ayahuasca ceremonies, I just stay away from all this. I mean, I stay informed, but I can't even really like dive into what is actually happening. Mm-hmm. All I know is this. The Texas Democrats went home, right, and they ended the redistricting that was happening. But that was like yesterday, and then this morning, and then a couple hours ago, the Texas House redistricting committee advances bill with new, mm-hmm. Like districts and shit. Mm-hmm. So with new congressional maps. So mm-hmm. It's just bullshit that's happening down there. I'm never going back.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know what? This has nothing to do. It's just bullshit.
And then there's also President Trump. I'm sorry. I never really want to say that. Trump sort of like operationalizing the National Guard to go to city. He called out Oakland?
Yeah.
Oakland was like, that. Excuse me?
Yeah, I heard that. Honestly, that would be such a bad fucking move.
It would be a race riot.
It's not like DC isn't bad enough.
Yeah.
But I feel like if the National Guard came to Oakland, it's gonna fucking shut down the whole Bay Area.
It would be a race riot.
It would be fucking crazy. Like
Oakland ain't been fucked with in a long time.
People will come from San Francisco to fight.
Oh,
like
yeah.
The whole Bay Area, you couldn't travel worse.
People would come up from LA to join that.
I know. Like, yeah, the whole Bay Area would be shut down. Bar to be shut down. Like, niggas would be.
It would be a race riot. Yes. It would be a full on.
People would die.
Yes, absolutely.
Absolutely. So he said that, and I was like, y'all don't want that.
You don't want that. The mayor was like, don't do that.
Please
don't. Like, don't. Which is crazy because Oakland hasn't been mentioned. And all the things that, like, Trump has been beefing with in California, he has not really came for Oakland. He's been mainly focused on LA and San Francisco with sort of the ICE raids and the protests in LA. So to have all of a sudden him mention Oakland, like, it just seems like he's choosing all the cities with black mayors.
Yeah.
To like really, really fuck with. And that's what I'm saying. If this happened, it would be a race riot.
Yeah.
Because that there's everyone in Oakland knows what that would be. And it's been a minute.
Yeah.
It's been a minute. Actually, I've been seeing a lot of people on the lake and out and about. There's been more people coming out and like protests against Israel.
People are getting active.
People are getting active because they see it.
Yeah.
They see it. And so there's been a lot more organizing going on.
So
in
there's
Oakland.
Just no, the National Guard could not. It's like no. It would be bad.
It would be really bad.
Yeah.
It would be really
like
really
I would
really
not
bad.
Be leaving my home type of app.
Yeah, no, it would be an interesting time.
Yeah, I mean,
as someone who lives in Oakland, it would be an interesting time.
You could stay at my place.
I think at that moment I would actually reach back out to the National Lawyer Guild and see if I could support in that way.
Oh, sure.
Because there's like a couple of things during those times that become like really necessary. One is to have people who are out there observing.
Mm-hmm.
And so you'll see sort of legal observers out there in like the bright yellow with the hats. Who are actually there to observe the police.
Yeah.
And because there's specific protocol that they can and cannot use.
Yeah.
And so there's that. And then there's people who need to help organize with that.
Right.
So I used to work for the NLG and I used to help support with organizing that. I think I would actually reach back out to them and sort of get active in that way.
Right.
I'm not going on the street.
No, yeah.
I'm too old.
I mean,
I'm too old.
Yeah.
Maybe I struggle.
I mean, you say that,
hills.
But I see hella old people out there.
I struggle with walking up hills. My knees is just like, you know.
I'm only saying this. I'm fucking with you, but I can't do that because my husband's an immigrant. I'm not trying to like there's like real issues of like him being tied to someone who could be considered like a terrorist.
Yeah.
And like and then him having issues like reentering the country. Like, I'm not trying to.
I probably would in some shape, way, or form participate in that because I can't be in a city and not in some way support, whether it's physically going out to things or helping to organize things or being a support and getting resources allocated.
Yeah.
But all that to say is that Trump wouldn't want those problems. Like, that would be...
That would be insane.
It would turn into a full-on race riot, and Oakland would hold out. We burn everything down.
Yeah.
We'll build it again.
So, I have some more information about the Democrats in Texas. So, the Texas Democrats who left the state to stymie Republicans over redistricting returned to Austin, ending their two-week standoff. And then, you know, Trump will plan to carve out these five new GOP congressional seats. Apparently... They were escorted by law enforcement officers to ensure they returned on Wednesday.
That's crazy.
So there's some shit that kind of went down there. It was a lot of weird drama and shit. So yeah, like they laid out two conditions for their return. That they end its first special session, and that California lawmakers introduce their own map granting Democrats five more seats, which they're doing with Gavin Newsom. And so, yeah, but because of that, they racked up like $1,000 in fines and all sorts of crazy bullshit. So, yeah, they came back, I think, because of the thing that's happening in California. But
regardless, yeah, but they shouldn't have.
Yeah,
well, they really shouldn't have. I mean, yeah, sure, it's California gets more seats, but we really the redrawing of those lines to make those counties or areas more white essentially is a bigger loss and a threat.
But I mean, I will say this as a Texan, like I'm not saying that the state would ever go blue.
Yeah.
But it is going to be a cold day in hell.
Very.
Like, so, like, I'm not saying that it's not a loss.
We would do better with kicking Texas out of the... You have a better chance at that.
Yes. I'm not saying that's not a loss. I'm not saying that is still not unfortunate for Texas. Mm-hmm. But, like, I left that place for a fucking reason. Yeah. Like, they just, you know, even with some of the best districts, I mean, them niggas are hard down there. Bro. They're hard.
Yeah, bro. It's intense.
Like, it's crazy. So,
I think something tragic just happened in Austin recently, too. I can't remember.
You mean, not in Austin. You mean, it's kind of in the middle of Texas, that flood?
No, I do remember that. I do remember that flood.
Oh, you mean the shooting?
Yeah, was there a shooting in Austin? Yeah,
yes, there was a shooting in Austin. Yeah, at HEB, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, people got shot up.
Wait, people from outside the country just don't understand, like, how violent of a country this is.
Yes, like, it's constant violence. It's constant.
Very constant.
We're at a constant level of fear and violence at all times.
I know, that's why
which is nice when I leave the country, and then I come back, and I'm like...
I was just getting ready to say that, because my mom be tripping about me traveling. I was like, baby, I've never been safer.
Yeah.
I ain't nobody gonna get randomly shot anywhere.
I might get stabbed. Yeah. But I mean, stabbed or shot.
Like, that could still happen here.
I would take a stabbing.
Yeah. Like, it's crazy how much, man, it's crazy how much propaganda exists in the United States about other countries not being safe when we're sort of the really unsafe space that people shouldn't be coming to. There's a lot of propaganda, both inside the country and outside the country.
Right.
That makes the U.S. seem a lot safer than what it is.
Yeah.
You know, like, people traveling abroad, like, we were like, do people really carry guns there? I was like, yeah. I grew up around it. My parents have guns in their house. They're like, what? I'm like, yes. It's totally normalized, absolutely normalized. I'm like, have you ever seen? I was like, I have seen it. I have seen a sawed-off shotgun get pulled out at a house party.
Right.
Yeah. So, whatever, I have been at parties that have gotten shot up. Yes, absolutely. That is something that probably your average day American has experienced, been a victim of. Like, it is a very common occurrence, and we live in the state with the strictest gun ownership laws, which are rooted in racism, by the way, so nobody should give California a pat on the back for that.
Right.
That is in direct response to Black Panthers like owning their rights to carry guns to protect themselves from militarized police forces. That is why California has the strictest gun ownership laws, not because we're progressive.
Yeah. No, I'm not saying, you know, I'm not saying if you have to choose, you know, if you the three countries that you're visiting, you have to choose one, if you've got the U.S., Haiti and Somalia, go to the U.S. I'm not saying go to fucking Haiti. I'm not saying go to Somalia. Don't do any of that shit.
Yeah.
But in general, like you couldn't pay me to go to Haiti, bro.
Yeah.
No.
Not right now.
not right when.
Not right
not
now.
Right when.
Not right now.
But when?
Just not now. I'll tell you when it comes.
Yeah, please tell me. There's never a good time.
Yeah, plus in general,
but all that is also rooted in racism, by the way. Mm-hmm. Haiti isn't just fucked up because of whatever. Haiti, no. Because the slaves freed themselves. Yes. They were pretty much embargoed and completely cut off from resources by the rest of the fucking world.
Yes. France in particular.
Yes. And then,
they are still paying France back for winning their freedom.
Right.
which is wild.
And major corruption, which is only perpetuated by Western countries. So, Haiti is not just fucked up because black people
can't run. That's not what that is.
Same with Somalia. Although I haven't really dug into Somalia's history.
I mean, it's the same.
It's the same bullshit.
It's the same with most black countries that have won their independence or were slowly given back their independence from the crown. In particular, as that this is where colonization isn't just doesn't just victimize those who were former colonies of slavery. There are countries within Africa that are also victims of colonization, and the reason why you see so much instability there or some mass genocides or civil unrest, you can directly trace it back.
Come on, bro.
I went to look up on my laptop, July 1, 1960.
Yeah, yep. I was like, okay, like, so when does Somalia gain its independence? 1960. The fucking photo next to it is a nigga in a fucking kefir in an AK-47.
Yeah.
I'm like, come on, y'all.
Yeah, which is crazy propaganda.
They could have put any other photo on there.
They really should have put next to the day of their independence.
It's crazy, That's fucked up, Google.
That's crazy.
They could have put some kids up there.
Yeah.
They could have put some houses. No. Yeah. They got a nigga and a kefir and an AK-47.
Anti-blackness is a global phenomenon.
Oh my god!
And the painting of black people as very prone to violence for the sake of being prone to violence is crazy, considering how
the violence that was given unto us.
Yep. How much oppression and systemic racism and outright genocide that has taken place against black people. Like people are lucky there's not more that's being every day taken out of.
Oh, absolutely. I think about it. I'm like, if black people, just the whole diaspora across the world, were like, you know what? I'm done. And just we all just linked up and we're like, just went ham against Western countries. Be crazy.
That's what Killmonger was trying to tell us, bro.
I know, but
Killmonger, Michael B. Jordan played that role. Bury me in the sea where my people lay, bro. Like, you got all this good shit over here. You ain't trying to share it?
Yeah. Fuck that. Fuck that. Okay. So, anyways, I don't know how we got there. You want to do Would You Rather?
Yeah.
Before we get into some more music?
Yeah. Okay, so, get to the money.
Now, this is a great one, okay? Would you rather become the hottest woman in the world, okay?
God.
Or become the hottest woman in the world?
What?
I said become the hottest woman in the world or become the hottest woman in the world.
Just menopause on 100?
No. I meant it's a joke because being the hottest woman in the world has its ups and its major downs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
There's downs. Because could you imagine being deemed the hottest woman in the world? Mm. At first, you're like, oh, that's cool. But I mean, the men would be insane. Men would be insane. I don't think I'd feel safe.
No, you would never be safe.
Never.
I don't know a place that would be safe for you, honestly.
The women?
A nunnery?
No, women are crazy, too.
A nunnery?
Maybe.
This is where I would wear a full garb. Everything would be covered.
I think I would get down with the niqab.
Yep. Oh, absolutely. it would almost be mandatory.
Yeah.
And with that, you could never have your face slip. You can never have a picture then they would show up.
They would look, oh my God, it's Queen. It's DJ Queen.
Bro, the way your hands about to start being identifiable, your eyes, your eyebrows, your eyelashes, bitch, and you going to have to wear, you're not even going to have to wear a niqab. You're going to have the ones that has a veil.
Veil.
Like, it's going to be intense.
And gloves. And
it's
going
to be intense.
And shoes and everything. Yeah.
It's going to be intense.
Nikyab at all times.
There's, it just does not, it sounds like such a hard life.
It would be.
It would sound like such a hard life.
It would be hell. I mean, it reminds me of, like, Pamela Anderson. God, that sucked for her.
Bro, I
she's doing
I
great now, though, but I can't imagine. Yeah, like,
damn,
the everyday life
do,
for her.
Damn if you don't, bro.
You know? Like, yeah. Or, like, any other like, highly sexualized, like, super hot, like, Lil' Kim back in the day.
Yeah.
You know?
If you go out and own your sexuality, people are going to be like, she wants to be raped.
And you will get raped. Yeah, someone will find a way to do it.
Yep. You're going to be hottest you're woman not going to be able to go out to a party. People are going to bum rush you. You're going to get all your shit grabbed, bro.
Yes.
You're going to have to hire, like, the Fort Knox of security for it. Like, you can hide her.
I don't think they can be men. Because if you get drunk around them,
they
and you're
gay,
alone.
Man.
Yes.
Yep.
They can be. How do you confirm that they're gay?
I want some former. It's going to have to be a very deep screening process.
We need confirmation that you're gay. I don't know how. That seems very kind
Either
of.
That or you find
is that
like
homophobic?
Some
or heterophobic?
Hmm?
Is that homophobic?
If you're like,
I need to confirm that you're gay. How do you confirm that?
I feel like there need to be a multi-step screening process because I'm not about to assume you're gay just because you fuck you have either.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if you fuck the dude.
I
need you to be so gay that I repulse you.
There is plenty of cultures. I can think of plenty of cultures where it absolutely is acceptable for men to fuck other men.
Yes.
And still be considered straight.
Yes.
Like, not bi, not gay. Like,
no, straight.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So that ain't going.
Yes.
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope. Because I don't want a bisexual or a pan.
No, I want a extremely gay man.
Extremely
gay.
Extremely.
Like, not even kind of if, ands, or buts.
Like, there's no buts about it.
No.
Like, I need to see, like, your whole dating history.
Yes.
Like,
and verifications.
Yep. I need you to be a platinum star gay.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. I'm platinum. Like, I don't even want
C-section
you.
Gay.
Yep. I need you to have never even. You know, I need you to not even know what that looks like.
Yeah.
Bro. Like,
yeah.
Uh-uh.
Yeah. No thoughts about it. You saw it in porn once and you screamed.
And on top of that, I kind of would want to figure out a way for you not to know who you're actually guarding, but just know that this person needs the most top guard. Like,
I want to be able to take my niqab off every once in a while.
Yeah, but I want to get into a room where they don't see me.
yeah, no, that's
I don't
fair.
Like, I don't want all of a sudden the gay to be like, well,
well, hold on,
you know, I never thought about it,
but
that bitch pussy ain't never hurt nobody. Absolutely not.
Yeah,
I don't know, bro.
That reminds me of, I saw this really funny Instagram reel the other day. It was this gay dude, and he finally hooked up, like, with this first trans man, and he was like, whoa, I need that.
I saw that.
You saw that?
I saw that.
That's so funny.
He's like, I hooked up with a man of trans experience.
Yes.
And let me just say.
Let me tell you, I get it.
I
get it. Why these men, why these straight men go crazy? Yeah. He's like, I get it. I was like,
yep. I learned something today. I'm going to have to do that. It's going to be happening again.
Yep. It's like, yep, I need that.
That's right. Go find you something with a hot pocket, baby.
Yep.
Go find you a little something with a hot pocket.
So, yeah.
So exactly. This
yeah. See, you can't. I need them to be very just not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oof. Would it? Okay. So what if he was absolutely gay, but he had hooked up with one trans man?
How was the experience? Did he hate it or did he love it?
It neither hated or loved it. Was just like any of the, but comparable to the experiences.
I think that's safe. If he loved it too much, I have some concerns.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
And I'm not trying to be whatever, but I worry that, like, maybe
I have a part that he would like.
Well, it's not even just that, but also I'm not the most feminine woman, so he might catch me on a day where I got my big ass shirt on or whatever, and he might be like, might be a little drunk, and might be like, you know,
no,
what?
Turn around.
Yeah. You see that ass? I'm like, wait a minute, no. I'm a woman. Let's be very clear here, you know. So
that should be crazy. My family would also have to travel with me.
Yes.
Yeah. I wouldn't have kids.
Oh my god, my brother. That's at least one good bodyguard.
Yes, you know what? Yeah.
Your brothers,
right? And your brother can be in charge of recruiting.
And people. If you're hot enough, you're making money off of doing stupid shit. You can pay them. They don't have to work.
Yeah, there's a sponsor.
They literally don't have to work.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Your brother can be in charge of recruiting for the both of us.
Yes.
I feel like Aaron would have a... You should text Aaron right
actually,
now.
Actually, yes. I'd be like, hey, Aaron, so... Like,
so, here's a scenario.
How would you go about recruiting?
How would you help us find these men? I need to know what Aaron's criteria
is. I cannot be around lesbian women. I am concerned.
Yeah. I just wouldn't want... Considering, like, how many men I wouldn't want... And this is no knock to a woman's strength.
There's some big niggas out there.
There is some big niggas.
I need a big
somehow
nigga.
They slip by all of the little foolproof thing and we're just all in a room
and it's all women and yeah.
I need to know you can take that
man. Yeah, I need to know you can take that man. Somehow.
Yeah, like yeah. I need to know without any doubt.
Yeah.
Oh my God, bro. The life would be
right?
So
it'd be very hard.
Sorry, bro.
It'd be sad.
Be so you can't have no I don't think I would have
gynecologists and shit. I mean I would still have kids, but I would feel like every doctor nurse has to be a woman.
What if your kids become the most beautiful kids ever? Then what?
That's terrifying.
Yeah, bro.
I would just maybe I need to have kids with an ugly man. Oh no, my husband, what do I do? I don't know.
Maybe. So many people will be trying to get to those kids. Oh my God. It's so anxiety.
Yeah, they would kidnap your kids to rape you.
It's so many.
You're
it's
right. So I don't know. I don't know.
It's so
the world would just never know.
No.
But they would know. They'd find out. Someone would find out.
Of course, because the internet is just
crazy.
It's crazy, bro.
Yeah,
someone doxes you.
Yes. Had this baby, they kidnap you, and they're like, you need to be our rape slave or whatever, you know?
Walk by in his drawers and socks.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I miss that.
It is hot out there, though. I mean,
not panties hot.
He's like in briefs.
Yeah, but man panties. It's not man panties
my
hot.
Man panties.
Manties?
T-shirt and my panties on.
T-shirt and my manties.
T-shirt and my manties on.
All right. Okay, play some music. Yo, put my shit on, man.
Put it on. I'm gonna play this one side first.
While she gets that ready. Oh, you putting some music on?
Yeah, I'm gonna play this one side first, but keep talking to the
okay,
people.
Yeah. So anyways, all that to say, I feel bad for any of us celebrity women who are just complete sex idols. When you're like a teenager, you're like, oh my God, I would love to be her. And then you like get older and you're like, oh my God, this is hell. No, this is actual hell.
I bet Rihanna had a horrible time.
Of course. Rihanna, Beyonce probably still, you know. I mean, okay, bro. Get it together. There you go. Damn.
Te odio, no sé si es mentira o es la realidad. No sé si en mi alma sangra aquella herida. No sé si perderte o volverte a encontrar. No sé si es pecado haberte querido. No sé si percibo el castigo de Dios. No sé si tus labios junto con los míos formaron el fuego que hizo pasión. No sé si has sentido cuando me decías que nunca podrías mi amor olvidar. Solo sé que quedan huellas del pasado que nunca en la vida se podrán borrar. No sé si es mentira o es la realidad. No sé si mi alma sangra que herida. No sé si perderte o volverte a encontrar. No sé si es pecado haberte querido. No sé si percibo el castigo de Dios. No sé si tus labios junto con los míos quemando el fuego de aquella pasión. No sé si has mentido cuando me decías que nunca podrías mi amor olvidar. Solo sé que quedan huellas del pasado que nunca en la vida se podrán borrar.
Take the pain away. It's getting worse. down some coke, have some weed. You know me, I'm your friend, your main boy, thick and thin. I'm your pusher man. I'm your pusher man.
Thank you.
Hey yo, hey yo, we're back with Black on Black on Black. We're closing out for the night. Thank you so much for listening to us. This is The Weeknd. If you don't know this fucking song, I would be shocked.
So we are not The Weeknd, but the song you are listening to is The Weeknd.
Yes, this is The Weeknd's Blinding Lights. We're ending on that album. And yeah, this is Black on Black on Black. We're here every Monday, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. listening to DJ D Fantastic and
DJ Sweet Queen.
And we'll be back next Monday. So, you know, yeah, we are here.
We're queer.
Just one of us. to be very clear here. One of us is, and I'm the other one, me, myself, is
adjacent.
An ally. I'm an ally, and I love that for myself.
Ally.
Ally. Okay, we'll be back next Monday. See you later.
Bye.
When I look at you in your eyes.